Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of I Can't... What do I say usually?
Edition?
Yeah.
Installment. What are Hello? You, new?
Oh, hold on a second.
Ew.
Let me reset. Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul. There it is.
Baloney. Wait, what's baloney? My name I usually
am
say?
Am I baloney?
What
am
do I usually call myself?
Am I lunch meat? You like baloney.
Oh, dude.
I don't understand
A good
it.
Loney, man.
I don't get it. Baloney's not for me.
Dude, processed meats can be good.
I don't think it's good.
You like a hot dog?
I do like a hot dog.
That's like a baloney dog.
No, really? Is baloney like hot? Because I was always bummed when I got the Lunchables with baloney in them.
Oh, those suck.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm not like any bologna, give it to me. I'm like a very nice bologna, I'll take. Also, bolognas can be too harsh. There are bolognas that taste like they should be salami.
Okay, like a hard,
yeah,
a hard
weird.
Meat.
Yeah, or it has like chunks of shit that's like more, probably healthier and more natural.
Yeah.
But I'm like, ew.
Give me the beaks and feet
what
of chicken.
Is this, mortadello? Get out of here.
I just want pig hooves. Listen to his hooves. Listen to his hooves. Was that pretty got fingered?
Yeah. I've got hooves.
Listen
and he's
to
like
my
dancing.
Hooves. Yeah.
Freddy got fingered.
How you doing, man?
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
It's been a while since I've seen you.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, dude.
Last night.
Had a fucking rager of a party. Ray Roberts, you really missed out.
Had a real rave of a time.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, there
dude, it was,
funny.
I got a text from my old bass player, TR, today, and he was like, hey, someone tried to get into the rave with a fake ID, and it said Akron, Ohio, and I asked him what the secret sauce from Swenson's was. And the dude looked at me like he had no idea what I was talking about, and he was like,
busted.
So I didn't give him an ID.
Busted, yeah.
Or I didn't give him the wristband. I was like, that's amazing.
Can't
but he's
call
like,
it.
Swenson's secret sauce, go ahead, Ohioan.
I didn't know that Lawson's was local only.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, someone from
Didn't
fucking,
you just tell
like,
me about some fucking bullshit video about, like,
That's
no,
Farkas.
Was it Farkas?
Saying that he made, like, a little, like, video about Lawson's. That's where I learned that tidbit.
Wait, he made that?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
The Thanksgiving in Akron?
Yeah. About what is, like, classic to you and
No, it is Lawson's. It is Lawson's
It actually
shit to be
is
right.
Lawson's. Never mind.
My
Fuck cranberry
sweet
sauce.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
All that bullshit. And it's like, Lawson's shipped it. Oh, he's right. Yeah, no, it is Lawson's.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to change my answer.
He also told me about a skit he was writing that it was about the Hamburglar breaking into Grimace's house and Grimace shoots him, kills him, a ketchup splatter on the wall and shit like that when he kills him.
He's the purple one, right?
Yeah, Grimace. Yeah.
I always forget.
Yeah.
Because when he called him Grimace in the Avengers Infinity War, I was like, who's a Grimace? He's like, listen, Star-Lord. He's like, listen, Grimace,
dude.
Let her go to... Thanos.
Oh, right on.
He calls him Grimace when, like,
I just remember, like, the nutsack.
He's in the collector's
chin.
Place.
Yeah. With Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
Dude, how much do you think he got paid for that?
For Benicio? He's an actor's actor. I don't think he's, like, a big name. It's not like getting Brad Pitt to do that.
Yeah, no, he's just getting 30G to
but
show
could,
up for a fucking 45 seconds.
I'd say at least, like, $200,000 for
That's
what he did.
Fuck.
He
up.
Has. He has. Defining lines that talk
no,
about
totally,
the
yeah. Well yeah no he yeah. interconnects the Guardians with and Thor
yeah.
and like all that shit together yeah that's so wild though. Imagine that job.
Nowhere is one of the coolest things in the Marvel universe in my opinion. It's such a cool idea.
K-N-O-W.
yeah.
Nowhere.
And it's built into like a Titan's or a giant skull.
Yeah,
like a metal
cyber skull. We'll go with cyber skull.
Yep, that's pretty accurate.
Anyways, how you been, dude? What's been up?
Good. I'm tired today.
Oh, why?
Because I was partying hard yesterday.
Hell yeah.
I don't usually talk to that many people or stand around that long. Or
dude, it was fucking sick. Thank you all who listened and came over. Sorry, robots, that you live in Nevada.
Yeah, way to go.
Way to fuck that up. Anyways, so you see any cool news? I have some fucking wild
trailers.
Shit to tell you. All right, what?
I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The Tarantino trailer.
Kevin Smith stars in that.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah?
Fucking hilarious.
Dude, like, did you see that fucking like thing about like the interview where they were like, hey, Quentin, it was like the panel for Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, Quentin, so you gave 27% of the line like to she played Harley Quinn. What's her name?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie, yeah. Like she like was barely like in the film with lines. Like
yeah.
Was that a conscious thing? He's like, I deny your theory. And then moved on?
I deny your theory.
What? Like, they're like, I asked also, a question.
It's funny. I deny your theory. The theory that he didn't give her enough lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he's misogynistic in, like, a passive, backhanded, subconscious way. Kind of was what she was, like, proposing.
Oh.
Yeah. Wild, right?
Which is also wild because I think she plays a sub-character. Well, she plays Sharon Tate, and it's about Leonardo DiCaprio is an actor, and Brad Pitt is his stunt double. It's about them. He lives in a house near Sharon Tate.
Okay.
And it's about his journey.
Oh,
and I think he meets Charles Manson because he's in that area. Mm-hmm. And so it's more of like, and there's this gorgeous girl living next door. Meanwhile, my career's fizzling.
There's kind of like a fucking, it's almost like a fly on the wall view of the murders.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. Like, okay. Their point of view. Like, that's super tight. I met Charles. Like, what do you do?
So,
like, oh, fuck. I think that's how it's going to go.
Does it look good, though?
It looks fucking hilarious. Bruce Lee's in it. Charles Manson's in it.
Like, Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee, because that was the 70s. That was when Bruce Lee was making, like, Enter the Dragon and shit in Hollywood.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like...
He knew Charles Manson?
Huh?
He knew Charles Manson?
No, no, no. I'm saying, like, it shows shots of, like, shit that the actor, like, Leonardo's doing. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene, and Bruce Lee's doing kicks and shit, and he's like, so what am I supposed to do with that? He's like, just get in, blah, blah. And, like, Brad Pitt comes in. He's like, do whatever the fuck you want to him. And, like, just see him get kicked in the face. And then, like Leonardo DiCaprio's in makeup in, like, a Western. And he's like, fuck, line. And then he'd see him in the trailer. And he's like, I'm fucking embarrassed. She's in front of all these people. I can't remember. And, like, kicks the table. And then it clicks to another scene. It's
wow.
Fucking hilarious.
That sounds so tight.
And him and
so
Brad
good.
Pitt are just, like, best friends / coworkers.
Oh, the reason why I brought up that point was because she brought up the point of Hateful Eight. And I can't remember her name. The one that the prisoner?
Dahmer Goo.
Sorry?
That was her name in the movie. Was
she's a really famous actress, too, and I cannot...
Oh, I don't know who played her.
I cannot pin her name right now.
She looked like... Dude, she looked like a punching bag.
Yeah,
she was just spitting up blood and laughing the whole time.
Dude, she was sick.
You know, Kurt Russell took
But she didn't have a lot of lines, and that's why that... She's
no.
Like, and the, but you
but
look
she's
at like
Pulp, very memorable.
You look at Pulp Fiction, you look at fucking Kill Bill. Like,
well, Kill Bill is
off.
About a girl, yeah, and Pulp Fiction is about a girl and a guy.
I think that's so lame to be like, hey, why'd you do this in this movie, motherfucker?
Just enjoy the movie, bitch. Because then it got a 7-minute standing ovation after Cannes.
Yeah, I heard that it fucking killed.
Yeah.
Good.
In Hateful Eight, Kurt Russell is the guy bringing
Jennifer
her in.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, yeah. She's
she is super
there.
Famous, right?
Yeah, she's yeah. Very famous. She's playing the guitar, and he grabs it from her. He thought it was a prop, but it was like a 1901, like, original
and
fucking acoustic guitar and shatters it on the wall because that's the scene. But he was supposed to swing and then hold. He didn't know and blew up this, like, $13,000 guitar from, like, 1901.
Not only that, like, a fucking, like...
A piece of history.
Well, legit, like, a... what's that called? Like, when something's 50 years or older.
It's considered antique.
Antique, there it is.
And she, in the scene, if you watch when he breaks it, she literally goes like, fuck! Like, really fucking freaks out because she knows what it is and he doesn't.
That's amazing.
Couldn't imagine being on set after that, him holding like the fucking
we
neck
good?
And being like,
are
what's
we
up?
Good?
What's up? Why is everyone crying?
No, this is fine. I killed it, right? I did really well.
The museum wants what back?
Yeah, they're
wants
fucked.
Wants what? Oh, we're banned from this town?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Okay.
What other news?
That's about it. Wait, did I see another trailer?
Yeah.
I've seen some Aladdin trailers that makes me not want to see that even harder than I already do.
59% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's better than 5 or 6.
Brightburn.
Yeah. Brightburn is getting crazy reviews.
60% on Rotten.
Well, for a horror, that's great.
What?
A horror movie?
That's bad. That's
Look
not
up
good.
Horror movies. Like, even the greatest of horror movies, like It, gets like 76.
No, It did not get that. That's
I don't think
I'm
they get that
right
high.
Now. I think It, like, really broke the fucking wheel. That movie made, like, so much money. I guess that doesn't mean that it's good. Because Batman
yeah,
v Superman
like
got, like, 20%.
Are different than, yeah.
And it got, like, $1 billion?
That's good.
85. Fucking idiot.
Oh, I'm such a fucking moron.
You're like, you go to, like, a 60. It's good for
a 76.
Whatever. Anyways. Yeah, so Brightburn is getting kind of beat up.
Which, I heard it was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Terminator.
I like fucking movies that get really bad reviews. Like, I don't care.
Like what?
Like fucking Cabin in the Woods.
That movie's tight as
fucking
hell.
Fucking tight as fucking hell. No Wait, one was that... like, give that one all the Cannes awards.
Really? I'm looking up
Cabin
Rotten
in the
Tomato.
Woods is not a 90% fucking
I guarantee
horror.
It's in the 80s.
I guarantee it's within the 90s to the 60s. Guaranteed.
Wow.
Guaranteed. Well, I don't want to be called a fucking idiot again.
I mean, you are, so just take it with that. 91.
See?
You're wrong.
What?
You said 90s to 60s.
I said 90s to 60s.
91. Oh, 90s.
Okay. Use your fucking brain.
Yeah, I tried to. Anyways, Terminator. See the new trailer?
Yeah. Barely a trailer.
Fate Dark Zero Hour.
Yeah, didn't really look like much enough.
Dude, the machine looked cool. The Terminator.
It was cool. It like had like that like weird like.
It reminded me a lot of T2. With like the whole like he had like the spear arm and shit like that. But also it reminded me a lot of like the Terminator that Schwarzenegger is. The 800. Yeah, I don't know. Is the
There's
one
always ones that are.
Anyways, but that exoskeleton of it, like it looked like that, like because they show him and he doesn't like mold, but he does. It's weird. And then I guess the other girl is a Terminator too, but she's like, no, I'm a real girl.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck kind of Pinocchio bullshit is that?
Yeah. Well, it's like that guy in Terminator Salvation that was like, I grew up. I have parents. No, no, you don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at you. Here, let me cut your chest off. He's like, what are you doing?
For sure, robot.
Oh, gross.
Did you hear about James Wan getting Mortal Kombat?
No.
2021 release.
Dude, I hope it's the original cast.
Dude, Josie was like all about that, too. And I was like, it's what? Not a good movie.
What? No. Oh, no. Sorry. I'm cast of the game.
What do you mean? Oh, like first, Liu Kang, Sub-Zero. Yeah.
That'd be fun. Like the classics. Well,
no, I feel like fucking even like when you get into like four or five, like it's,
but you want, I know you want Cyrax.
Oh God, do
I want Cabal? Noob, I'll be honest,
Noob Cybot.
I'd love to see Smoke.
Smoke would be Rain.
Yeah. Gravel. Pebbles.
No,
you know, laser beam.
No, what was his name? It was like Earthquake or some bullshit or Quake.
Quaker.
Oh, God damn it,
Shaker.
No, I know who you're talking about because he has like fucking like rocks for arms. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
He's in the downloadable content for the fucking MK10.
He's a silly one.
Dude, do you see MK11?
Yeah.
Looks tight.
I'm not getting it.
Well, yeah.
I played it at Joe's and I was like, it's MK. I get it.
Oh, man. James Wan, though. Like,
go play it at the arcade.
Could you imagine? Like, fucking, like, all right, do you remember the fight scenes in Aquaman?
Yes.
Like, that sequence of, like, the fucking, like, long shot?
Oh, my God, no.
Dude, imagine that as Mortal Kombat.
I thought you were like, yeah, let's give them, like, entire galaxies to fight in and fucking... Oh, they could go to the other realm or whatever. What was it called? Outer Realm?
Outer Realm, yeah. Yeah, because that's what, when I start Toasty, the band is going to be Outer Realm Metal. That's what the genre will be.
Toasty will be your band?
Yeah. It's an MK band.
Is it Toasty exclamation point?
Yeah. No, I will show you the logo. It's like it has the dude that pops up on the screen, but it's a black bar on his eyes.
Yeah.
And it says Toasty with an exclamation point.
Wait, this is something you're creating?
Yeah.
When?
Whenever I get the recording.
With who?
I'll have Sean sing.
Sean singing in a band called Toasty.
Yeah.
And you're playing the guitar and then you're just putting some drums with it?
Yep. I'll just program everything.
Why are you not tell this to anyone?
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise. Well, now I am. So.
I mean, you're telling the whole world.
Dude, well, yeah, I am.
The whole world.
But I think it's such a tight idea. Like, Toasty is the tightest name
ever. It's a very awesome thing. And I just was trying to play cool.
Because fucking Bob was saying that, like, Sean's been watching, like, nonstop, like, Mortal Kombat Origins.
Yeah.
So he knows, like, all the lore. So, like, I was just, like, he was like, and I really wanted to start a Mortal Kombat band. I was like, dude, we should call it Toasty.
I mean... There are very successful metal bands that are based off of crap
I know,
like
just
that.
Dumb shit like the Flanders. Do you remember that?
Yep.
The hardcore band?
Yeah.
That
oh,
was
God.
Tight.
What's the other band?
Death Clock?
No. Well, that's one, but I'm thinking Pedro the Lion, but I know Horse the Band.
Oh. What were they based off of?
They just sung all about nerd, like fucking nerd culture. Like there's
yeah,
Mega
also,
Man and fucking like
that's true, but
Space
they also,
Invaders. Like,
it, like they did fucking like the keyboard and all that shit. Like I'm just like trying to
oh,
make
no,
this
I'm
like,
just saying a band that had
I'm trying to make this like straightforward and hard as fuck, but no one knows who these people are.
Straightforward and hard as fuck.
Dude, that's yeah. Get over here, you know?
Wow.
I want to make one song that's like 4 seconds long and it's called Goro versus Johnny Cage. And it's a group vocal sack tap, and then it ends.
When's this album going to drop on the world?
2020.
It'll be a real sack tap the day it drops.
Dude, I think that's like, just imagine like going to a track, like if you didn't know an artist,
2020,
and I don't know, but Goro versus Johnny Cage, and just it was like sacked up, like that's it. Yeah,
that's it.
The whole
it's
song,
very, like yeah, it's very what do they call it? Avant-garde to have art songs like that.
It's aware. It's meta.
That's good.
Aware
of itself. This is a very inspirational. Are you like BT Bam? Wow,
I'm getting there, man. Fucking, I'm getting there.
Does BT Bam still do stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, for sure. Did you listen to that hit the lead singer's album, right?
Yeah.
Thomas Giles.
Yeah.
Or Giles, I'm not sure how people say it. But yeah, that album's amazing. If you haven't listened to that,
that album's amazing.
Check it out. It's fucking dope. I think it's I think it's just called Thomas Giles, right?
I'm not sure. I know there's I like Colors a lot.
Colors is amazing. The record after that, The Great Misdirect.
Mm.
That album's fucking amazing too, and it's very akin to Colors. Like it's a whole like playthrough and shit like that. And there's like a fucking country song on it.
It's crazy.
Like legit.
That band's awesome.
Their cover album too was incredible. The Anatomy of
Anatomy of is awesome.
Fucking the singer does, or not the singer, the guitar player does Change by Blind Melon. One of my favorite fucking covers ever. Ever.
That's
other
beautiful.
Did you know that fucking that Tiffany song that we both love so much? Is I think we're alone on as a cover.
Yeah.
Out of a 60s song.
Yeah.
It's like
it's different tempo and all that. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a fucking 60s song. Yeah, I was just like, wow.
Really 60s, yeah.
And then she redid it.
Yeah.
Did you hear the new version?
What do you mean redid it this year?
Last year.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the electric guitar, whole bunch of
she's
shit.
She's still going.
Yeah, she is.
You could probably see her at a mall.
Well,
because that's where she started. All
right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched The Void. Why, you ask?
The Void, the trippy movie?
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, that movie is so...
We watched that together.
Yeah, aesthetically pleasing and wild.
We watched The Void in the Green Room that night.
Oh.
Do you remember that? It was at the Amelia House in Highland Square.
And Green Room.
Dude, both movies on Netflix, both so tight. I haven't watched Green Room again, but I'm definitely going to because they're like, remember when they play the Fuck Nazi song and shit like that?
Yeah.
Like, what is going to
happen?
And
then Patrick Stewart's like,
dude, and Patrick Stewart's the leader of Nazis? Yeah. Oh my God, that movie's so good. Anyways, The Void, though.
Yes.
Dude, holds up from 2 years ago.
Correct.
It's incredible. I love that movie.
The Void's a beautiful art
10 out of 10.
Flick.
Like, 10 out of 10. Yeah. It's so sick.
It's wild.
Deep Impacts, all of them.
All of them.
Give them.
I watched a couple episodes of Party Down. Mm. It's fun.
I love it.
It's so fun.
Oh, what's his line?
Huh?
What's his catchphrase?
Are we having fun yet?
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah.
God.
And he's
damn.
Like, no, I don't want to say it.
Party Down is fucking amazing.
Yeah, Courtney was like, there's a lot of like big like actors that did a bunch of stuff after. I'm like, yeah, it like helped careers for a ton of actors.
It's like an Arrested Development phenomenon, like to where like no one watched it while it was on, but everyone loves it now that it's off.
Yep. And they canceled it because Jane Lynch went to Glee and Adam Scott she's the older blonde lady. Kind of like
she worked in the like crew.
She's in the crew, yeah.
She's a server or whatever.
Mm-hmm. She's like kind of she's in Role Models. She's the lady that's like, don't fuck a fucker. Don't shit on a shitter. I know drugs and I know.
Role Models is really forgettable.
Yeah. She's also in, she's in 40-Year-Old Virgin. She's the boss that wants to fuck him.
Oh, right on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
She sings like the Mexican song to him. Yeah.
God, she's amazing.
She was in it, but then she went to Glee and then Adam Scott went to Parks and Rec. Yeah, she's like the main like coach in Glee, I guess.
The fucking boss, the dude with the fucking flat top, is my favorite.
So fucking funny. The episode when he has his dick out and like this porn star dude wants him to take a picture and he's crying because everyone keeps walking in on him. And he's like, how do you fucking get around with that anaconda? He's like, it's not easy. And he's like, just take it out and fucking smack it a bit or something. What are you doing?
I love that. Like, they just gave him, like, the giantest dick ever.
Oh, dude, he's such a fucking, like, innocent idiot who wants to be good.
Dude, and liked. And
I know.
It's heartbreaking
to
watch
that
series because, like, all he wants to do is just be good at his job and be liked by everyone.
He yells at Adam Scott in the first episode, and he's like, I said a pressed white shirt. That looks like you slept on it last night. So I have an extra. It's yours. First strike, all right? We're bros. Go get it. He puts it on, and it's huge on him because it's his shirt.
Yeah.
But Adam Scott's is all wrinkled, And so later in the show, fucking Adam Scott gets a bunch of fucking wine on that shirt on accident, puts it back in the van, gets his wrinkled one, and then fucking the dude, the main dude.
What's his name on the show?
Oh, fucking like Henry or something like that.
Okay.
I think it is Henry.
You keep telling your story. I'll look
and
it
then
up.
The main dude who made him change the shirt originally doesn't know that he had to switch back and goes to the van because his got like ripped and fucking has to put on a wine stained shirt of
and
his
own.
And
it's super tight on?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Ron Donald.
And then that's the flat top.
Yeah. That's what he was talking about.
I thought you were talking about Adam Scott.
Oh, yeah. Henry Bullard. Yep. Oh, well, you're right.
And then she's really funny, too. What's her face? Leslie. Shit. I always forget her name. Kaplan.
Yeah, Lizzie.
Lizzie Kaplan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's fucking funny, too.
Yeah, she was in True Blood, right?
Yeah, she's in True Blood.
Boobies.
I have a lot of boobies on her. And in The Interview. You honey dicking me?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what? What?
I never found like your obsession with...
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed
The Interview.
With it.
Yeah, I know. Like, you watched it, you're like, it's the best movie
me
ever
made.
Me and
Bob were like, watched it three times.
Yeah, and I was like, it's, like, not bad, but, like, it's not, like, super bad. To me, it's not on that caliber.
Like, I guess I loved the references. Like, that's such a Boromir thing to say. Like, shit like that, like, cracked me up.
I don't know.
There's a ton of Lord of the Rings references, and there's a ton of fucking, like, I don't know, good dick jokes. My style, you know?
Yeah, you love dick jokes.
I love a good dick joke.
I just love dicks in general.
So they call me Tony the Dick.
Yep.
Yep.
That's your 1920s fucking gangster
name. All right, next.
Tony.
Oh, I'll give it like
I'm Tony the Dick.
8.5 Deep Impacts.
Party Down?
Yeah.
Oh, 10. I give it
10, dude.
Ten.
You're just throwing 10s after that.
Dude, no, I'm telling you. Party Down is like one of the best like things that has ever been made.
The reason I don't like it is because there are characters that I don't care about.
Who?
The fucking pretty boy. And the
damn,
nerd.
Set it up.
Yeah, the pretty boy and then the nerdy kid who's Martin on Freaks and Geeks. He's funny, but he plays this real little asshole in that show.
Oh, I love
show.
Him on that. Yeah, fucking...
Plays a real, like, nerd asshole. And the other kid plays, like, a fucking, like, Abercrombie dickhead. And they just have this, like, little spiff.
Yeah, Ryan Hansen is who you're talking about. Kyle.
Yeah.
Bradway.
And then Jane Lynch's character also is sort of an out-of-place...
Martin Starr.
Yeah, Martin
Starr,
you're
talking about. Yeah, he was Roman. And, dude, Roman's awesome in that
Roman
show.
Roman, at first, is... Because I'm only three episodes in again. And he, right now, is a prick.
Is it only one season?
Yeah. And so...
If you have HBO, it's on HBO. So
yeah,
if you
it's
have
funny.
It, definitely.
Oh, dude, it's better than like
most shit
most
out there.
Sitcoms that you try to rewatch. Like, it's funnier than most shows.
I would say it's up with like The Office.
All right, I'll give it 9 because it is funnier than most shows.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, continue.
That's what I'm talking about.
You see anything else?
Take me home tonight. That's what I saw.
What's the next line?
I don't want to let you go till I see the light.
There you go.
Yeah, I got it, dude. No, Take Me Home Tonight with Topher Grace.
Oh, you actually saw a movie called Take Me Home Tonight.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Is it have the fat guy that you like?
Yeah. Fogle.
Yeah.
Or Fogler. Fogle. Foggle.
Foggles.
Foggy.
Fog Hat.
Fog Hat Winston. That's his
Perfect.
Name.
We got it.
Dan. I think it's Fogler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fogler. Yep. Yeah. Dude, he's fucking
Dan
amazing.
Fogler's so
he
funny.
He finds a fucking bag of coke in the fucking, in the car that he stole from the dealership he got fired from. Have you seen this movie?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude. Awesome movie.
It is fun.
Dude,
it's a fun night out movie. Like,
it's dude, Topher Grace fucking blows. But other than that, like, it's amazing. And I feel bad saying that because I've heard interviews with him. And he's, like, a really smart and fucking, like, good dude. But, like, he's not that good in that movie.
No, he's great in, like, the movie Traffic.
Yeah.
He plays a rich kid prick.
Yeah.
It works perfect. It enables him to do good.
Did you know that he made a Star Wars cut of fucking the first three movies, episode 1,
no.
2, and 3?
You know he's also going to be in the new season of Black Mirror? He's getting all the good roles.
I'm okay with that.
Love, Death, and Robots, now Black Mirror. Because,
like, I said he was fucking awful before, but, like, he's not. He's good. Like, I just hate
he
the fucking...
He gets bad casting.
The lovey-dovey bullshit is, like, the part that kills him. Because, like, I don't think he plays it well.
No, I don't think he has much...
And I don't think anyone really
romance
can.
In him.
Because, like, once movies hit that part of the movie to where it's like, no, this is, like, the rom-com. You're like, I don't give a fuck.
Nope.
And he suffers from that as an actor because you associate him with that role.
Eric Forman.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. Fucking like, oh, red hair, why don't you love me? What was her
Donna.
Name?
Donna. Red hair. Small one with black hair.
Oh.
Jackie, you mean? Dopey tall guy.
Yeah, Kodak.
Kodak. What was his name? Timmy Ching or something like that?
Oh, fuck.
Tommy Chung?
Mm. Chong.
He had a Photoshop.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, saying his name wrong. Saying his name wrong.
Yeah, fucking the dude that was all handsy on set with somebody that just got called out for it. God damn, what was his name?
Not Wilder Valderrama, but the dude who plays his friend.
Hyde.
Hyde.
Yeah. Hyde. Yeah.
That was a minute ago, wasn't that, though?
That was like 6 months ago, yeah. But yeah, there was like a rape charge on him and shit like that.
Yeah, I forget his name, but yeah.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
He's buried now. but yeah, fucking Take Me Home Tonight. I really enjoyed it. It's a fun watch. It's on Netflix. Cute. I give it like a 7. It's a fucking super enjoyable like rom-com. It's nowhere near like Just Friends, but it's close to it.
Oh,
so
my God. That's on my list.
Just
to watch again.
That?
To watch again.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's on Netflix, too.
Oh, God. What's the... I don't remember the actor, but the fucking dude who sings the songs, Teddy or whatever... He makes like a, he has like a,
oh, and Just Friends, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
he has like a country
when
band.
Angel
yeah.
Cries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and it reminds me of
or Becky or whatever the fuck her
yeah,
name
when
was.
Someone yeah, someone cries, yeah. And then
But he sings it to different chicks. He's the EMT that used to have bad acne and stuff. Like, hold on, I gotta stutter. I'm just gonna play the song. Jamie,
yeah,
Jamie.
He fucks it up.
When Jamie cries.
And it reminds me of fuck, what's his name?
When Jamie Smiles. That's what it is.
Jamie Smiles.
Yeah. When Jamie Smiles.
Oh, God. What is that dude's name? He's in American Pie. He's in fucking Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back playing guitar.
What? Oh, fucking Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott. And he's like, we're here for the animals. Okay, guys? Take that language down. There's ladies, President.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, why don't you come over here for a sec, bro?
Hell yeah, I'd fuck a sheep.
No, I'm saying if you're a sheep,
would you fuck another sheep?
He's like, oh, in that case, you damn right I would.
Yeah.
Yo, this motherfucker's a sheep fucker. Throw him out of the van and they don't stop.
I cannot
wait. Just keep
wait.
Going.
Fuck you, you dirty sheep fucker. I fucking cannot wait for Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Because it's just a total revisitation of, like, when Kevin Smith, like, he talks about it now, he's like, it's like when I had my heart attack, I got to be at my own funeral filming this. Because everyone, Joey Adams is in it. Fucking everyone, like the
That's
whole
awesome.
Like View Askew universe is like all in it. I'm so stoked.
That's cool.
Anyways, fucking, we weren't talking about Just Friends. You were talking about?
Huh?
Just Friends, we got on a tangent, but.
What was I talking about?
I don't know. What'd you see?
The Cell.
Nice.
It has nothing to do with that.
No. We just got on Just Friends because I mentioned it.
Okay.
Where am I? Who are you?
Oh, you said it's not as funny as Just Friends.
Yeah, it's but right. It's close, yeah.
All right, focus.
Take
The Cell.
Me home tonight.
The Cell. Has nothing to do with fucking 80s songs.
Dude, I was trying to fucking sing it in my head, be in my own world. Like
you closed
talk.
Your eyes and you were bobbing your head.
I know. I was trying to do my own thing.
So The Cell is not a rom-com. Mm. Close. Close to it, but not. So don't go take your girlfriend
Dude.
And press play on The Cell unless you want to see... Vincent D'Onofrio hanging from hooks and jerking off on bleached corpses.
I think I told you about this last episode, but we watched that, Josie and I, and she's like, that's not him. And I was like, that's Vincent D'Onofrio. I was like, look how his pants are pulled up like super high, like so to like block the stretch marks of him losing weight. I was like, but he's like super thin. That's like all it is.
And he's scenes
so
where
tight.
He has just the long hair,
he's
like
so
the normal version of him, you can tell. But it is such a small version of him.
Yeah.
He was bigger in like Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
That movie is so fucking... I'm not sure if it's based off something or not.
It's not. I looked it up because like, I was like, oh, damn, was this a book or like something like that? But no, the director, I think, wrote it and like it was like his first like thing that he did.
That felt like such a fucking project of love and passion.
It was insane.
It's so dope.
Dude, the sand dunes and shit. Josie pointed this out to me. This fucked me up. You can see her footprints. As she's walking up the sand dune, like in one of the
the very beginning.
No, it's like probably
or when
like
the
30,
three girls are in the.
I think it's like like she's in the sand dunes. I think it's like 30 minutes in or some shit like that. But she's walking up the hill, and you can see her past footsteps of her walking because they shot it a couple times.
And they just didn't.
Girl's got a good eye on her.
Yeah, she keep it up, putting those movies on blast. That movie's amazing.
It sells incredible. I give that movie like a 10.
Very fucking,
like,
very fucking dope.
J-Lo and like Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Like it's weird.
It is a
J-Lo
weird cast.
J-Lo like sucks. And Vince Vaughn's, like, not good at, usually at being, like,
no,
serious.
No, it's not his best, like, type
but,
of role.
But it still works inside of it. I'd probably give it, like, a 9 because of that reason. But, like, that movie is so sick.
I think the sound on that film
is crazy.
Is as horrifying as the visuals.
Oh, my God. That fucking giant broad that's all muscular.
Yeah.
With no nipples.
Yep.
Jesus.
Throwing her around. Yeah.
Dude, when like
all that, the little like pods where the
why,
girls
but,
are,
like, the no nipple thing really fucked me up.
I think every one of Vince D'Onofrio's fucking like costumes,
dude,
his voice.
Oh my God, the fucking the throne room with the cape that's
yeah.
the curtains
yep.
is the coolest thing. Like it came on and I was like, Josie, your mind's about to be fucking blown.
I like how it's also it's like spastic.
Super, yeah. That sped up camera, like
shit,
movement.
Like catches up to her quickly, and then like she turns around, and he's like, "Why are you here?"
Yeah,
and like then she wakes up. I'm like, I'd be shitting and pissing in my red suit, my Twizzler suit. Jesus,
yeah, Twizzler suit.
I mean, fuck my ass, dude. Like that's my nightmare is being in something like that, like a nightmare realm. Like,
what do you
that's,
give it?
Oh, it's like a 9.5. Like it's up there with like Event Horizon for me for like. Entertaining, artistic, awesome horror gore.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The fucking, when he's like spinning his guts.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn's
like,
guts. Yeah. Just that creepy. Yeah. I was like, that's so fucked.
It's so fucked.
Vincent D'Onofrio is like one of the best actors ever, and he does everything.
Yeah.
It's so sick.
He's on a Philip Seymour level. He's on all the levels of like my favorite actors. And he is in my list of probably like top 20 actors.
So I took a page out of your book.
Yeah.
Watch Generation Wealth.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking that I was about to watch fucking 2008 fucking stock collapse, but no.
Generation Wealth.
Oh my God.
How's that make you feel?
Awful.
Yep.
Hated myself. Mm-hmm. Hated everything about the world.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like that.
It's wild.
It's on Amazon? I think it's on Amazon, but yeah, check it out. It's. Fucking it! Oh my God! It's gonna bum you out. Just be aware of that. But like,
because I told
out of 10,
you how it was just fucked.
I didn't remember anything you told me about it.
Okay,
so I walked in fucking kind of new prime.
I imagine.
Yeah. No, I really, 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 really enjoyed it. In the fact of that, it made me feel.
It showed you something fucked. Yeah.
These people.
These fucking people.
Like I was like, how do they exist?
Yep.
The fuck is
all,
and I love that like they're like, oh yeah, being rich, I can't buy the smiles of my granddaughter or fucking son, blah blah blah. I'm like, motherfucker, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
like he cried a little bit. There's the one scene in the movie where the guy was talking about like I was having dinner on a yacht and I was with a woman and I say to her, which yacht do you want?
Yeah,
because I will buy whatever one.
Yeah.
The guy that's extradited now to Germany and lives in a prison that is Germany, basically, because if he comes back to the States, he'll be arrested.
Yep.
She says, I just want you to put your phone down and just have a decent meal with me. And he's like crying during it. I was like, this dude doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, God, he doesn't care.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
Like, I know he's crying now because, like, oh, that's sad. But he's like, I lived the best life. When he walks into that fucking room and he's like, oh, man, I remember these.
Yeah.
Like, that decadence, that fucking, like, just immense fucking, I don't even, like, the wealth of
it. Yeah, he seems like a guy that, like, lights that cigar and doesn't care if he's in the emergency room, like, with someone. He'd
light
it.
Not at all. And not only that, they did a fucking slow pan into him smoking that.
Yeah.
And he's just like he was sucking a dick.
Yep. Just slurping on
it. The porn star was fucking heartbreaking. The one that fucked Charlie Sheen that had like 37 dudes come on her.
Yep.
And fucking like she got salmonella from that.
Yeah.
She's like, that's a foodborne illness. I was like, well, it's going in your mouth.
I mean, yeah. It's...
Face. And like, dude, like her getting up and just, dude, the rec room where the fucking, there's 37 dudes just like, I'm ready to jack off on her.
I'm pretty hard enough.
Like
I'll bust whenever.
All right, guys. I know you're all in fucking basketball shorts and comfy. All right, everyone, whip their dicks out. Start getting you ready, and let's do this.
You know what I wouldn't want in a room if I tried to get hard? 36 dudes.
Dude.
That's what I wouldn't
and
want.
And one girl.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like, oh, there's a pair of tits
that
there.
That looks like a 14-year-old. Like, that's the fucked up part, because she was like, I got plastic surgery to look older.
Yeah.
Because like dudes were into like young. I was like, that's so gross. Oh, my God. That documentary is fucked. But 10 out of 10.
I'd be looking at the 72 nuts, not the fucking two tits. That's what I would see.
You
I did math.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I'm right.
That was 72 nuts. That would be the name of this episode. 72 nuts.
Good. I can count them.
Yep.
That's what I'd be doing.
One by one.
I watched Glass.
Yo, yeah. What'd you think? I was really excited to talk to you about this because I knew that you watched it.
Glass is a really fucking cool,
dude. People,
third part of like that, those movies.
I felt like it was such a good button for that franchise, and people really shit on it. They're like, I can't believe that. Like, it's M. Night shit in the bed, dude. The dude cried after the fucking like reviews of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insane. I think it's a masterpiece. Well,
I think it's wonderful.
Not masterpiece.
It's great.
But like, it's way good. And
totally
an
awesome movie. Fun to watch. Yeah.
And not only that, like everything about it, like the writing style of it, even the style of the movie, because like walking into it, you think it's just going to be a big fucking battle.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No.
And the end battle is like very like low key. And very like, obviously not expensive. They're not fucking flying through buildings and dropping cities.
Yeah, no one's throwing fucking tank, like semis at each other.
But what they did with those fight scenes, I thought was like super good and like gave you like a good feeling. I don't know. I loved it.
It was incredible. And like,
I'm super stoked that you liked it.
James McAvoy.
Oh,
it's so beautiful in the credits because it shows his like 30 characters and has his name, but it's a list like that long and his name is one little name.
Really?
To the right of it. Yeah. Because it shows all the different people.
That's
like Hedwig
so
and
tight.
Beast. And then it just shows his name to the right of it.
Oh, I didn't
and
notice
I was like,
that. That's
good
so
for
cool.
you. Like he was first on the list and then everyone else, you just realize like how much he put into it. Because like
I'm not
his
gonna lie,
character but- is it's so fucking fun to watch.
You watch Unbreakable and you're like, dude, this movie is like the coolest comic book movie like ever.
Yeah, so subtle and like,
yeah, it's very localized. Yeah. Again, not expensive or like fucking big, like the world's ending.
Yep.
But like, it's so like poignant in its like delivery and stuff like that. That
it's great.
So good. And then you go to Split and you're like, oh my fucking god, this is like an acting. What the fuck was that? This is like an acting fucking like tour de force.
Yeah.
Like
what
then,
a cool design. What awesome fucking acting.
James McAvoy.
Yeah.
Murders. And fucking Split. And then you go to fucking Glass and you have all three of them. Like, I was so pumped by that.
Dennis,
so good.
Dennis, Patricia, and Hedwig, those three characters together make for some of my favorite scenes.
Dude, fucking
ever.
Josie does Hedwig all the fucking time. She's like, yo, that's my jam.
That's my jam. I don't care what you guys say. It's going to come out later.
Yeah, do you want to make out?
I used to like you. You're gross now.
Yeah. Kanye used to be my favorite, but now, like, Drake is definitely taking his place. He's so fucking good. Like, James McAvoy is amazing. I want to see him in everything.
Yes.
Like, you watch... I wish we weren't doing fucking Roadhouse next week, because I was like, we should watch Wanted.
Ooh.
Because I haven't seen that in a fucking minute. Someone shoot this motherfucker. Fucking, do you remember, what's his name? Why can't I think of it? He was in fucking, he's God and Bruce Almighty. Morgan Freeman. When Morgan Freeman says motherfucker, James McAvoy, Samuel Jackson, my mind exploded. I remember seeing that in theaters and being like, he just said motherfucker.
He's cussing hard.
He played God.
He's sick of everything.
Someone shoot this motherfucker. And then fucking the curved bullet.
Yeah.
And it goes around the whole thing and kills her. That was so lame.
Very cute.
What'd they call that?
Like bending?
No, it was like something like curving the bull or something like that.
I just called bending the bullet.
I think it was bull. Like they shortened it.
Oh, it could have been some corny like.
Because
it was the dude who did like Night and Day Watch.
Dude. You know, it's supposed to be a trilogy.
Yeah. Just kind of ended.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to get funding for something that fucking wild?
Dude, those movies are tight.
Those movies are tight. But no, man, like, I was so
Glass.
Like, and there's a little flashback of Unbreakable.
Yeah.
When him and his son.
Dude, how insane was it with the fucking kid growing
the
up
kid
was in it?
And the little girl from Split. Like, I like her a lot. Like, she's badass.
Oh, the Thoroughbreds girl?
I like.
Yeah, she's good.
I like her because, like, Hedwig's like, what are you doing here? Like,
yeah.
You tried so hard to get away, now you come back?
Yeah.
And she's like, Hedwig, I need to talk to him. And he's like, no, I like the light. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, that's, oh, man.
Like, you can't take it from me.
People were, like, super shitty about this movie, and I fucking hate them for
it. I love it.
Because
it's great.
So good.
I like the footage of what actually happened, and, like, I love the ending.
Yeah.
Like, the ending is sad to me in ways, but it's also, I'm like,
but like, well,
damn right. The good ending.
That's what I'm saying. Like, fucking.
Like, that was a good payoff ending.
I'm looking up what she. Oh, the witch. She played the blonde girl.
Oh.
Isn't that fucking wild?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's little kid.
She was the one that. Yeah.
The one that's like.
Because I looked her up the one day. That dude, when did that movie
she's
come
out? She's got crazy alien eyes.
2015. Yeah. So, like, I looked her up, and I was like, and I saw The Witch, and I was like, wait, who? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's her. She's so good.
It's yeah, she's great.
She's incredible.
Yeah. Split. Fucking Glass is, like, 9. Like, it's awesome.
Perfect Bid, I saw.
What's that about?
The guy that, like, fucking goes to The Price is Right.
Oh, I remember watching it, but I didn't write it down.
Awesome.
I watched that, too. And incredible. I was, in my head, I'm like, I thought maybe it would be a story of how he won it like 10 times.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it was like the ending of it. I was like, oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
This is what this was about. Like, this dude just wanted credit from yelling shit from the audience.
If you like that movie, you should watch Quiz Show.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You told me about that too.
With Ralph Fiennes.
I'll put that down right now. But yeah. Perfect Bid on Netflix. Highly fucking like. Super watchable, like very fun, charming, all that stuff. It's a good documentary, but it's super fucking wild. Like the dude that makes the program thing really fucking ignited my brain. Like I was just like, he's legit making games with all the prices and just playing them, guessing.
For fun, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, like instead of like fucking like, oh, hey, I'm going to go play video games. Like, no, I'm going to go play this video game that like, I don't really want to win a lot of money. I don't have a lot of money, but like, I just really like being good at this game. It's such a weird tick.
Well, he's on Courtney, like the spectrum. Courtney mentioned, she's like, he must be like insufferable to live around because he's probably obsessive like that about everything.
OCD, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Oh, I have a stamp. I will get all the stamps. I want all the stamps now. The stamps are mine.
Like his fucking room filled with all that bullshit. I was like,
oh, yeah, he's like.
He's got that weird collector. Yeah. But I swear to God, like the dude seems very like on the spectrum of like autism or something like that.
It's almost like it has to be an obsessive autism thing. Yeah. Cause no.
Do you ever wish you had autism?
Well, I kind of like the idea of seeing the world in that way.
Yeah.
Like in a different way and like being different. Like
you ever
that.
See Mercury Rising?
Yes.
Mommy Simon is home. I take that if I can do
Bruce
math
Willis
well.
Classic.
Dude, honestly though, Mercury Rising is tight. Fuck you.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Well, I'm just abrasively.
That kid calls the number.
Oh, my God. The
and they're
puzzle.
Like, wait, hello?
Dude, Mercury Rising is so sick. I remember watching that with my mom. I was like, this is the tightest movie. Mm-hmm. She's like, what?
I remember that movie and, Enemy of the State with Will Smith had come out. Yep, so, like, two, like, sort of, like, the government's
espionage,
after me.
Yeah.
And I was like, these are badass.
Anyways, Perfect Bid. Fucking 10 out of 10.
Awesome.
I'm giving them all 10s.
Yeah.
Well, for what it was, like that documentary, it did. No, I'll give it like an 8.5 actually, because the ending I felt was kind of like
lackluster.
Well, yeah, because you wanted like a lot more, and then I mean, I get it's the dude's story, and like he told
they can't
it well.
Lie, yeah,
yeah, like they can't make up bullshit. Like it wasn't written, but
it was
at the
way
same
cooler.
Time,
yeah,
the guy was like lame.
Well, that's why I also like the King of Kong about Donkey Kong, because the one dude Mitchell in that documentary. The crew found out he was lying to them like 90% through.
That was fucked
up. And he was telling them shit he'd never done. He lied about his scores.
That was super fucked up.
Yeah.
But that dude has also been telling like lies forever.
He's like a professional liar.
Yeah. And like when you're talking about the million score or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like hitting that crazy.
Yeah. That documentary, it was called like Pocket Full of Coins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think.
King of Kong. Yeah. That worked too, but.
That fucking documentary is wild as fuck.
And that dude's
like,
also an obsessive, crazy person.
Well, then I guess like it's kind of the same way as the what was it called? That documentary, The Price is Right? No. Best Bet?
Big Bet? I don't
fuck,
know. I don't know. You saw it lately.
I know. I just said it too, but I deleted it.
Bargain Bet. Betting on bargains.
Anyways, fucking like it's kind of the same vein because like he wanted the credit and... Same with that dude on fucking Pocket Full of Change.
God.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Is that a... That might be the Twin Towers documentary. I can't remember.
You mean Loose Change?
Loose Change.
Stupid idiot. Just...
Pocket Full of Change.
Pocket Full of Change instead of Pocket Full of Quarters.
Yeah.
Pocket Full of Change. You mean Loose Change? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good. What do you see?
I watched Limitless with Bradley Cooper. Mm-hmm. And shut up! He's laughing at me. He's got to get himself a cold beverage. He'll be right back. But I saw Limitless with Bradley Cooper, where he takes the see-through pills that give you 100% of your brain's capacity.
Because we only use 10% at a time.
And Robert De Niro is like this like trillionaire mogul that's like, how did you just make $2 million on the stock market in 8 hours? Like, just come work for me, you fucking idiot. All this fucking crap sort of ensues, and like
Limitless sucks.
Bradley,
it's not
like
good.
It's a rough.
It's not good.
It's a rough.
Right?
I like the idea of what the pill did.
No, it's tight, and there's tight
the
moments
beginning
of the movie
is fun because he gets his abilities and
like,
he's doing
just,
cool stuff.
It feels so much like fucking like paint by numbers.
No, it is
of a movie.
It is,
you know,
the only thing that kind of gave me a twist at all was at the end. When he's like, I now have such cognition, I can foresee, and I'm not on the pills. I phased them out.
You know why you like that?
Why?
The Matrix.
Kind of, because he's like,
it's definitely a
the
Matrix
guy's going
ending,
30
like,
miles over. He's distracted. He'll be crashing in two,
guess what?
One.
I'm a god now. And that's then, what you like.
And then Bradley Cooper's like, you can get back in your limo, old fuck. He didn't say that. But I give it like a 6.
Okay.
And I won't watch it again, but I give it a 6.
I probably, I'd vote around
6
the same.
Impacts.
I saw this Day One Song Transworld documentary. You would really enjoy
shocking
it.
Shocking that you watched Day One Song Transworld documentary.
Whoa, I never
wait, a documentary or just a video?
No, it's like a doc about like his whole life.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like 40.
I've watched most of Day One Song shit.
42 minutes long. Dude, you'd really enjoy like seeing where it, like he jumped to in careers. He like ended up like getting into like a gang, like dating a gang girl and like fucking like lifting like or not lifting, lowering cars and shit like that. Like he was just like
into that.
Yeah.
Huh.
For like 2 years.
That's
like stop skating, like fucking was just like, yeah, lower cars.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a career.
It's fucking sick though. Like 10 out of 10. Fucking I'm giving
what's
all
it
day
called? Day One Song?
Yeah, just type in Day One Song Transworld.
Okay.
It'll come up. It's really, really, really engaging.
On YouTube?
Yeah. It's super good. I don't even think there was any commercials.
Cool.
Oh.
Yeah, you heard it here. And then I wanted to really depress myself even further, and so I watched
Requiem
Spotlight.
For a Dream. Oh.
Close.
Wow. Yeah, Spotlight is rough.
Yeah.
You're just like, how are the Catholic Church still a thing?
How is that still a billion-person
like,
industry?
You're just, like, when you watch that movie, you're just like, fuck them forever, right? Everybody? Everybody
cool
with that? Everybody okay with just saying, like, fuck them and, like, never supporting them?
It's
like,
unreal.
Nah, I'm just going to keep throwing the money. They're going to just keep passing around fucking passers.
Little buckets.
Or yeah, dude. And, yeah. Like, and just, like, them coming on kids, them fucking mouth-fucking kids and shit.
The cardinal from Boston being transferred to Rome to work in, like, a high fucking
it's
like
awful.
Like getting a better station in Rome
that movie,
than he had in Boston after all that.
That movie like fucking like made me like gave me like a pit in my stomach.
Oh,
like,
it's horrifying. Her trying to tell her like her when she
it's
like
so good
shows
though.
It to her grandma and her grandma's reading it and she's just like, Claire, could I have a glass of water?
Isn't Cranston in that?
No. No, he's in
JK.
You're thinking of Trumbo.
JK Rowling. Yeah, yeah, I am.
Is not in it.
But JK isn't in Spotlight.
Michael Keaton. And Mark Ruffalo and
oh, right.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, yeah. They're the Ruffalo and her are the fucking like reporters that are like going out to like
the
yeah.
team. Yeah.
And, wait, Robert Downey Jr. in that?
Nope.
Zodiac.
He's in Zodiac. Man, I'm like no Trumbo. No
these
Zodiac.
Are definitely the same movie to me.
No, you're thinking Godzilla.
That's the soloist.
Cranston.
With him and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, it was Jamie Foxx in that, right? No, wait, what?
That was another one.
Schwartz was in that, right? No, that's Terminator.
God
you're
damn.
Terminator.
You're bad. You're just bad at this.
That movie is a wild true story.
10 out of 10, right?
Yeah, 10 out of 10. It's
damn,
it's
we're giving them all day.
Yeah, they were a couple of sweethearts.
We are.
That's all I got.
Oh, I watched your black hole video.
Oh, did you?
Dude, and I was really tired when I watched it,
uh-huh.
And I almost had a panic attack. I'm not even kidding. Like, I fucking... My brain, like, I was like, my nose may bleed while I watch this. Like, I'm fucked right now.
I've never felt so tiny thinking in that way.
It's horrific. It was like, when it went to trillion years ago, I was like...
Huh? And when you see it start moving faster as he talks, I'm like, no, can't go any faster.
Dude, watch it. What's it called?
Oh, fuck.
I think I have it in
it has
text.
A name. Yeah, it has a title for it.
I'll find it.
Like
yeah,
the end of the universe or something like that. Dan showed it to me, and it fucking threw me for a loop.
Like, it was fucking awful. Awful. Time lapse of the future.
Seeing the death of stars, then black holes.
Well,
then
the death of our sun and shit like that. Like, just like realizing the fact that like our star will burn out and like we'll just go into another ice age. That's so wild, because they're like, will we die by fire or by ice? And yeah, it's like, it's ice.
It's ice. And then
everyone
what happens
the world
to
would burn,
all
no.
those galaxies?
Oh, it's so fucked. It's terrifying.
Just wraps it right up into nothing.
Yeah, and I saw Wine Country.
Wine Country?
Yeah, this is a Netflix original.
Oh,
directed
about
by Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or written, one of the
her and her sassy friends are hanging out.
Yeah, fucking Amy Poehler. A whole bunch of good people.
Yeah.
It's definitely enjoyable. I give it like a 6.5.
Is it a stay-at-home mom movie, or like rated R, or
rated
not
R?
Bridesmaids good.
I'd say on that level.
Really?
Yeah, there's parts of it that are really good. I didn't really dig Bridesmaid that much.
Oh yeah, I think that one's like
I was like
hilarious.
I mean, like, I put it on par with this, like, for me, so maybe you'll really enjoy Wine Country.
Do you like Sideways, the movie about wine?
Don't
with
remember
Paul
it.
Giamatti.
I know I've seen it, but I don't remember. Yeah. It I always think of Spun when I think of Sideways, because I know Sideways is the bottle.
Oh,
the green
yeah.
case and yeah. shit. Yeah, I just can't remember like what it's about though.
It's about them going and tasting wine, like, and they're both having sort of like midlife crisis.
Well, yeah, that's definitely happening.
And
they
like,
get like
if
a
anyone
fucking
orders fucking Pinot Grigio, I'm fucking leaving.
Yeah, in that, yeah,
it's,
you're
it's
right.
Sort of, it's an adult drama
in that sense. Well, it's like a comedy, yeah, comadra,
yeah,
kadrama,
yeah, kinda
kadrama, mm-hmm.
kadrama,
dramedy. That's what they call it.
Kadrama.
Yeah, dramedy. That sounds good. Rolls right off the tongue too.
Yeah.
And
Jesus, some more.
Yeah, yeah. I watched the first episode of Seven Deadly Sins. Fucking Dwayne Duke has really been trying to
yeah.
get us to watch this, so mm-hmm. I checked out the first episode. Bad.
What did we think?
It's not good.
Not good.
No.
Dang. But wait, is Seven Deadly Sins an anime?
It is. He watched the whole season in one sitting.
Whoa. What is it? What is it?
Impressive.
What is it akin to?
God. It's just like, I don't know. It's like that hard anime that's like trying to be funny and trying to be gory and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. It's not bad, but it's not good. I give it like a 5 right now.
All
right. But I've only watched the first episode, so who knows? Because, I mean, a lot of animes start out very slow.
Yeah.
Like Game of Thrones-y, kind of. Like, to yeah. where, like, when shit happens at the end, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Not, it sucks that One Punch Man exists.
Yeah.
Because it's just like nonstop rad.
Yep.
Well, the first season. The second season is definitely not that.
Yeah. But I watched the most current episode and I was like,
oh, you're caught up?
I'm caught up.
Right on.
And I was like,
dude, like, there's like a few times when I'm like, why aren't you just like moving this point along? Why are we flashing back to this? Who cares?
I feel like this tournament needs to get the fuck out of the way.
Dude, the tournament is like fucking, oh, it's almost like frustrating.
Because Gino, or whatever his name.
But when they...
his friend.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't with him. He's right. just alone doing this for funsies. It's wild.
And that part actually is awesome.
It's hilarious. Like, him with his wig. Like, it's
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, you're not giving this character, who is the star, any sort of fucking journey.
I think the last, like, two episodes, he maybe had, like, 20 minutes. Or not.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
For, like, the show named after him, One Punch Man.
Yeah. And it's, I get it, like, we're growing to see someone way more powerful.
I would rather have them just stick with him and shit like that. But anyway, Seven Deadly Sins.
Go ahead.
Oh, Seven Deadly Sins. Yeah, right now, like, I'll give it like a 6. Like I said, I haven't seen all of it, but I will watch it, Dwayne. You're welcome. You seen anything else?
You're a hero. Nope.
Okay. What's happening to Testa Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dude. All right. Off the fucking bat, dude.
Yep.
This is...
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Such... the great... It's so fucking well written.
It's Farley Brothers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so
My God.
Fucking funny.
My God. I was watching this and I was laughing out loud.
Yeah.
A lot to it. And I can't tell if it's like nostalgia or if it's actually that good. But I think it's that good.
I think it is, too, because it reminds me how I felt about, like, Office Space and, like,
or
Tommy
fucking,
Boy. Like,
Tommy
just, like,
Boy.
Classic.
That's
and
I would make it akin to Tommy Boy.
Other shit is like this now.
Yeah.
And I hear stuff that's just as funny and witty, but it's like you saw Dumb and Dumber and Tommy
Boy.
It's
already done.
And now you've made something new or edgier. But
got a bear claw stuck right here.
Yeah, like that shit's fucking insane. Like when he's just like, I think I'm covered in fucking mud. I'm deuced in mud. And he's like, I don't think that's mud.
I love how we're talking about Tommy Boy instead of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber, though. So when he walks in and fucking, dude, like every character, too, like even the fucking cripple kid, Pre-Bird.
Oh, my God. When he's like, Harry, you're alive and you're a terrible shot.
Yeah. I met her out in the lobby. And he's but Harry, what if they shot you
in the face?
He's like, yeah, what if they did?
That was a risk we were willing to take. You're like, oh, right on.
So, are you saying there's a shot? A chance? Just tell me a number. Hit me.
So, like, what, 1 in 100? No, more like 1 in 1,000. So, you're saying there's a chance?
It's 1 in 1,000,000.
Oh, 1 in 1,000,000, yeah.
He's like,
oh,
so
yeah. And then at the end, he's like, what about all that 1 in 1,000,000 talk? Dude, his actual chipped tooth.
Yeah, he pulled out his cap.
That's so sick.
And Jeff Bridges. Oh, no, sorry. Jeff Daniels. Jeff Bridges.
Can you imagine if Jeff Bridges was...
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, I'm a cowboy.
Yeah, that'd be like Nick Nolte in that role. Jeff Daniels holds his fucking own next to a fucking comedic actor who is super physical,
Jeff
animated.
Jeff Daniels is fucking fantastic. There's so many little idiosyncrasies that they choose to do as the characters that are mind-blowingly like beautiful in a way. Like... This, oh my God, this movie feels like a fucking, like an orchestrated song at times. Yeah. Like, it's just, and I know I'm talking about Dumb and Dumber as like, if it's like the fucking like best movie ever made, but like, it's
one
so
of the best
good.
Comedies.
It's so good.
It's so funny.
It holds up. It fucking like everything about it just rocks.
Them
whipping so
each other with the swords and then him smacking the back of his
the
legs.
Canes. Yeah. When he fucking screams after he gets hit in the back
falls
of the knee.
To the knees. He's like, enough. It's over.
The no quitsy thing and shit like that. Like fucking like, oh, you moron. The town is that way. When he's talking to the bikini girls and shit like that. Like, Everything just plays so well. Oh my God, Dumb and Dumber is so good.
Pull over. No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking.
Dude.
Yeah.
When he does that, when he drinks the piss. Yeah. What do you give it?
10 out of 10. It's fucking unreal.
My guy.
Like,
I don't know.
Movie, dude, everything. Like, the references I get more now as well. Like, when he's like, I thought the Rockies would be a little rockier. John
that
Denver.
That gym was full of shit.
Like, not knowing as a kid who John Denver was.
Right.
Now thinking like how fucking hilarious that is.
And they're in what, Nebraska?
Yeah. They just go the fucking opposite way for like 5,000 miles.
Nebraska is terrifying.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's so flat. It's crazy. You've never seen anything so flat.
It's wild.
Nebraska and fucking South Dakota. Like, South Dakota sounds tight, but there's nothing there.
Doesn't sound tight.
It's insane.
Doesn't
it's
sound
crazy.
Tight at all.
Well, really?
Lowest population per state.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
North and South Dakota. Because who wants to live on the fucking part of the world that's freezing cold all the time and the wind doesn't get stopped by anything?
They kind of live in Canada, like in a
pretty
way.
Pretty much. It's like the Great White North. Yeah. Like there's buffalo still roaming around out there.
Dude.
That fucking film, man, like it's so damn good. It's crazy.
That film, everyone.
That film, dude. What a piece of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's hopping to movie of the week. Another piece of cinema.
Oh, I want to put a piece of fucking lead through your head for making me watch this.
Backdraft 2.
This is a 2019 release, people. This is not a Backdraft 2 from 1998.
Which is awesome.
Which would have been better.
Last night when we were hanging out, he was telling our friend Dan, I'm sure you're listening, about Backdraft. And he was like, oh, when they make that? And he was like, this year.
Oh, this year. This is fresh. The actor they got to be the main role, apparently they said, don't be anything but a brooding asshole.
He sucked.
Don't have any transition to a different type of character. Don't evolve in any way. Just steal every scene with your assholeness. Remember your dad was an asshole? Yeah, someone's going to remind you that your dad was an asshole like 10 times.
Joe Anderson.
Jesus, Joe Anderson, dude. There were scenes that were like three people were in the room, but he had every bit of dialogue. He just spoke nonstop for fucking 7 minutes.
So about the dragon.
Chasing the dragon, dude.
What do you, how do you feel about like them trying to make like the, this like weird like lingo? Yeah. With like arsonists and shit like that.
Oh, you got a, I heard you found a sparker last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, the dragon. Do you see the eyes?
Yep.
Did you see the eyes of the dragon?
Dude, like so many metaphors to talk about fire and shit like that. And I was like, dude, who gives a fuck?
I know.
Fuck?
He's like, well, when you have CO2 in the vent, the dragon's fangs come out.
Yeah.
You know that. We all know that.
You can talk to the dragon.
Oh,
I can talk to the dragon. I'm
what
like,
did he tell you? What did the dragon say?
I'm like, dude, like this is kind of tight in a way, but at the same time, like the delivery of it is not
horrible.
Good.
The idea that like fire has an essence and it can be evil and it can track you. It's the same way Twister did it.
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
That's who was talking about the dragon.
But my God, Twister like had the idea of like someone thought a piece of nature was like chasing them and attacking them, but it sounded okay.
Do you know what the sounds were for the tornado?
Horse shit. Oh, I don't know.
It was pig squealing, a lion roaring, and trains.
That's cool. Dude, trains are fucking cool noises. I like that.
It's wild that they did that. They're like, that's so cool, like sound mixing shit. Like,
I'd love to, what is it, Foley artists?
Foley, yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, just like chop a fucking watermelon in half and shit.
Snapping celery for bones.
Or like fucking like, dude, like them, even like, I watched a video on Foley. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think it's just like Foley video
or
some
shit. Is it the guy and the girl?
It was two dudes.
Oh, okay.
But they were talking about like making heels walk and shit.
Yeah.
Like, and they had heels on, like, a floor that was, like, akin to, like...
Yeah, what the scene had.
Yeah, and just, like, walking. They had, like, different tiles and shit like that. It's so nuts.
I like when they do something that, like, sound of rain on a roof, but they just, like, rummage through pebbles to make that sound instead of dropping shit on a roof.
Yeah, the lightsaber, actually, that sound was made by, like, taking the mic and going behind a TV without the back of a covered tube TV. That was that wow, wow. That's what that was.
That's so cool.
That's insane. And there was like an old like film projector, and they used that as well to like mix into it. Dude, nuts.
Did you know that Ewan McGregor, they had to redo a bunch of scenes because he couldn't stop doing the sounds of lightsabers when he was on scene? He couldn't. He was sort of like wow, wow. Like he would put it away. Like he was. Shh. He was so excited. Like. Like, he loved doing it so much that they were like, we get that you're a huge fan, but we cannot have this. We need to be able to record this shit silent.
When I watched the last three Star Wars movies.
Yesterday?
In a row. No. That third movie. I mean, like, his, like, when he's talking to Anakin, like, on fucking Mustafar.
Yeah.
Is the best, like some of the best shit in cinema. Like that is a fucking insane.
I feel like George Lucas was like, "You guys are good to record this, right? Like, I'm gonna have my assistant let you act. I'm gonna go away because the rest of the movie, he's like, don't act.
Oh, at all. It sucks.
Don't
like,
act.
They're so stifled. Everyone's like really good actors, and like fucking, they all blow.
Yeah,
because like the direction and shit like that. But like when you like come to that like that bookend of that series and that part, oh my God, it is heartbreaking. It's
so good.
You were
my brother, Anakin.
Like, you were the chosen one. Like, screaming it at him. Like, and I hate you.
Yeah.
Like he's,
same with Hayden. Like, was
Hayden
great.
Hayden was killing it, too. Oh.
Screaming as he's crawling, yeah. Like, that reminds me of how good he is, like, in Shattered Glass. And it reminds me of how good Ewan is
Shattered
in, like, train spotting.
So
like,
wild. Train spotting. I would go with the island.
Would you? Of all of his...
Michael Bay's finest. All right, so Backdraft 2.
Backdraft 2, I'll give it a 2.
Yeah.
Because I like the fire.
Yeah.
The fire was fun to look at.
Dude, that scene where the kids died looks so bad.
So bad. So bad.
Crazy.
And he's like, and I love how like you there was a fucking it was like John Wick universe but for fire. He's like yeah man, I get hired to start stuff, but I don't kill people. I'm not mad like that. I'm a sparker, but I'm not a madman.
That's the part that I kind of hated, was the fact that like the oh hey man, like I really do like fire.
Yeah, the underground world of fire starting and shit. And he's like, I know where all the seedy fire starters are. Do you? What bar do they hang out at? Fucking idiot. Like, this is ridiculous. Don't watch this fucking film.
So what are we watching next week?
Backdraft. We should make up for it. No,
it's a Roadhouse for Tessa Tony. We'll have Ray Roberts, longtime listener on.
Longtime listener.
That's what I'll
first
call
time
him.
Guest.
Yeah. only in time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Us having a guest is almost like us having a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
It's very rare.
Yeah. Haley's Comet, if
yeah.
you will.
Hail Bob.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a Ray Roberts Comet. Movie of the week, though. What are we doing? I can't remember.
Rim of the World?
Rim of the World.
Yeah.
All right.
Rim it.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.